Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. How are we all?
You good?
Hello. We're good. We're good. We're happy. We're sad.
We're happy today.
Happy.
We have just... This is the day after shooting...
The music video.
For To Do List after the breakup, which is out...
Should be out now.
Now.
Yeah. Out everywhere well, now.
Yeah.
Hopefully the
it's
film...
It's number one.
No. No. Number 250th in
That's
the charts.
That's not very good manifestation.
Yeah. I'm a realist.
Oh. No, you see, Tom is not the guy to manifest positivity.
That's very interesting for somebody who writes such hopeful songs.
Well, thanks for saying that, mate.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's actually true.
You're hopeful.
I suppose... I'm just trying to think of some songs.
Name
now.
Me a hopeful.
There's a song. Reason why isn't very hopeful. That's quite realist, isn't it? There's a reason why I never return your calls.
Oh no, some of that. Yeah, maybe.
Your girlfriend?
No. Actually, now you come to think of it, they're hopeful in beat, but sad in content.
Yeah. That's because we're behind the rest of it, and Tom's behind the lyrics.
Oh yeah, sorry.
What the fuck?
Jingle.
I don't need the jingle.
Can we hear it anyway for a laugh?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it's Jesus Christ.
Wow, it's like lies. Like, we could tour this. Hey, this is how we do it on tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, do we just start again now after that?
We'll just chop it and I'll change it all together.
It was
together.
A bit mishmash, wasn't it?
Well, literally yesterday when we were doing it, I was like, do you know what? It'd be good to come in the day after and just do a little podcasting
debrief.
Speak to our friends, see
Hold
where we got the idea
so
for the video.
Looking quite Bjorn Borg today.
I said that earlier.
Second time.
I
like it.
It was actually a fancy dress for
Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums.
I remember.
And I just fucking rep it, don't I? So
good.
What?
No, I was just saying. Make sure Lou speaks on the mic.
Speaking away from the mic. Yeah, so my right here is Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis, yeah. Thank you for having me, boys, on this.
We've known
a long time coming.
Yeah, we've known Lewis for.
Since 2015, Southampton joined us.
Southampton joined us outside the venue. Yeah. I was having a cigarette and Tom came up was like, yeah, recognise you off Instagram.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah.
That's a true story, yeah.
And then we've just been friends ever since.
Yeah.
We've been saying for a long time, we'll get you in a video.
Yeah, we're trying to get someone, won't we? Maybe on stage or like to come out.
Yeah.
And then
it took 10 years.
We have to wait.
You're a cool guy, that's what it is, isn't it? You provide the vibes, mate. That's what it...
I try my best, Joe.
No.
Not bad for an ex-bricky.
Shout out to my dad.
Yeah. Charlie there. Charlie's like, oh, good lad in McBricky. Joey Lash. What pub are you drinking, mate?
Who else do we have with us today?
We have Aeneas Gallagher.
The famous.
I'm glad you said that because I couldn't say it about myself.
We've been friends for 2018 when we were touring with your father.
You're fucking
about
to say 20 years.
Yeah, you're fucking mad with dates, you know.
Well, in dog years, what would it be?
We've been 56.
Yeah. 56.
George is 56.
Last night I was saying, mad that you have a 56-year-old man living with you.
Oh,
56. He's an old boy.
Oh. No, he's not, man. He jumped in the car like a youthful pup today.
56 is not old. It's kind of like wise.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like he knows what he wants.
Well, do you know what? I read a thing about saying that...
He does.
It's actually not split up equally as like 7 years per year or whatever it is. It's actually more like the age faster when the younger. So you know when you got them as a puppy and then all of a sudden you're like seeing thingy. That's when they actually
hit puberty.
Then when they get like past the age of like three, that's when they go to more like 3 years probably for 1 year. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Sort of makes stages.
Yeah, about it, but I guess it does. Accelerated.
So they get to 21 rapid and then...
Die at 50.
Yeah.
Because that's how it would work out after that. It would be 3 years per year.
I was just saying three years. Just like, I wasn't being specific.
Literal.
Yeah.
It's because everybody here has a dog. So I'm worried.
I've got something to add to this, right? You know, James Slater, the director yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend...
Well, loose director.
Had a cat that lived till it was 25, which
that's
is quite,
cool
quite,
as fuck,
quite a long time for a cat.
Yeah.
But cats notoriously die from like kidney problems.
Yeah.
So his ex-girlfriend developed this diet
For the made cat. The cat made the diet.
She made
cat.
It out of ground bones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Chicken bones, with all the bones, yeah, into like bones a grinder.
That. Yeah, that's why it lives so long. Apparently,
wow.
Can you not get raw food for cats though?
Yeah, you can.
Because that has bone in it, doesn't it?
Like, it's called.
You can get these loads Nutri-Raw
Kit Kat or something like that.
Sponsored
Kit Kat.
Chunky
Nestle.
Oh, like, I mean, it's just meat in it. I'm getting. I don't know.
Right, we're going. Anyway, we're going off tangent. Yeah,
you've known me for a long time.
You've been on the podcast. It was in lockdown, wasn't it? So you were on the screen.
I've been on the podcast. And we've remained quite close friends. Came to your wedding. Came to your lovely wife's 30th birthday. That was our first.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Exactly.
You came dressed as.
My dad.
Yeah. Noel Gallagher, and we were the Spice Girls.
Josh Drewhurst.
Yeah.
Was that in the paper?
Next day.
Do you know what? There's nothing Josh funnier. Nothing funnier than just slight name. Like Miles
Kenlock. Kenlock was
Kenlock.
A good
one. We went to the Brits. Yeah,
good.
Back when we were accepted in the popular music group. When we were nominated for a Brit.
Back when you were relevant.
Yeah, when we were heritage.
It's like London. London accepts one Northern band a year. Come on, we'll let you in this day.
It's so true, that.
Mm. Come on,
they
Sam Fender.
Yes,
you're accepted.
Oh, no. Sam's in the clip now. Sam's massive, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
and rightly so.
You either break it to that, or you get kicked out for the next Northern Indian.
Yeah, it's like, fuck off.
And we were that one.
Or you get put in the holding area. The holding pen.
Do you know what I actually think it is? Like, you get, when you go to the
outside
Brits.
Outside the O2 of the Brits, and they're going, can we have your kind of your pass that says accepted Northern Indie band? Yeah.
Do you know what it is, though? When you go to the Brits, you get like a gift bag, and it's notoriously quite good.
Yeah.
Mad things in there. Like, there's like little vouchers and shit that you've got to redeem.
Got a fucking mattress.
For like mattresses and stuff. Like, obviously, at the time, especially, it was like our first year, we were all skint. So a mattress was like,
That's a big deal.
We rinsed that bag, and I honestly think they've just got tabs on it. And whoever like gets up redeems every voucher from the bag. Like,
you can't come back.
They're not fucking coming back. Fuck them off. Stingy bastards are getting all the mattresses and everything.
I've just got the last out of the soap.
My mum was like, "Make sure." What did you say?
I just got the last out of the soap.
My mum was like, make sure the lads get their mattresses. They're expensive mattresses. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you fucking are.
Mm. Did you all get them though?
That's
the actual reason I think we didn't get invited back, because we were the only people to
redeem your mattress.
Exactly.
But we went to the after show, and they like papped us in the thing, and it was like Miles Kenlock entering the after pie, and we still call him Kenlock sometimes.
And there's a footballer like Miles named Kenlock, isn't there? Yeah. So
you know my on a curveball, I had a clutch bag that night.
Oh yeah,
LV? That's fashionable.
Ahead of the curve.
It wasn't LV, you know. I made it myself. The bag.
Oh
yeah.
Sorry.
Do you want to see the photo of it?
Nah.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
So let's. So nah. Then we're making a video.
Oh, we knew, no, we've not introduced Molly
this
yet.
This is the right
name. Oh, yes. We have Molly. Jesus.
So then, hi. We had Lewis because we knew Lewis would come. Basically, we were throwing it together, the video with people, friends, and kind of, we wanted it to be quite, we were making a video ourselves. We wanted it to be like a tight-knit little vibe. So we kind of reached out to our mates, said, does anyone know any actors who'd like to be in it?
And I said, no, but I know Molly.
Okay. Yeah. I know this fantastic
friend. Actress and friend.
Yeah.
And you smashed it, didn't you?
I don't know. We haven't seen it yet.
Well, yeah, we shot it all 60 minutes.
We filmed it, lost in the post.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that.
It went well. It was an ambitious shoot.
It was a fun day.
It was enjoyable.
Probably one of the most, actually.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It was good vibes. Everyone was having a good time. It felt like a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, and you and my brother was—it was kind of his idea. I wanted to begin with the.
Well, you saw a video, didn't he?
On TikTok.
We should do a shout out of the TikTok. I don't know where that is.
Is it like a uni house or something like that?
Yeah, it was like a uni.
You can put the name on the screen.
There we go. Yeah,
it was only a small TikTok.
It was like a 30-second thing where someone filmed the front door at uni
year,
and it was like a year at the door, and obviously it kind of starts to tell a story.
The idea was conceived in a curry house in Oxford.
It actually was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cobras.
You had a chicken shashlik.
We had a lambuna.
Yeah, we did.
Chicken shashlik elite.
What did I have?
Might get a curry tonight. You've charmed me. Fancy it.
Charmed. I'm not having a curry for a gig.
Some people.
You're going to Muse tonight. To Muse,
I thought you were like doing like a solo gig down there. So what are you doing tonight?
Spinning top.
Yeah. sold it out.
He fucking wishes.
I've got my mate's 30th tomorrow. I might just do like Sandstorm and Loop for a couple of hours or something. That's where I'd go.
DJing.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean? You've got your mate
I've just
you're DJing.
No, I'm not DJing. I might do actually now we've said this. Fiver on the door. Get a few quid. Anyway, Crown, see you
in a bit.
We were sat in the Curry House in Oxford talking about the song, because the lyrics quite on the nose, like relationship kind of, it's a to-do list after a breakup. So
yeah,
we wanted it to reflect that, but not be too obvious and cringe. And when you start multicamming it and doing, it can just quickly become a bit cringe.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a lazy, obvious thing to do. It's like, let's have a boy and a girl who fall in love and, you know what I mean? And then they break up. And you know what I mean? It was a bit like,
that's what we did.
So on the nose.
Right.
Can't get away from it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
We had mad ideas. Like, I remember one thing saying we could have done it with like two dogs or something.
Yeah, we're like, it's just, we're never going to be able to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just fleshing ideas about, do you know what I mean? It's like, what should we do?
And then Ewan said, I've seen his TikTok. You could do it just from the point of view of the front door of the relationship. So they meet in front of the front door and he starts to tell a story. And we're like, that could be really original and work.
Well, I think it's going to look amazing.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
But he's a really good person to have, like, associated with the band, Ewan, isn't he? Like he's kind of like a secret weapon in a way.
Yeah, he's chilled, isn't he? As well.
Association
like
by default.
Clear vision of what you want it to be.
Yeah. So organised. Yeah,
sorry, did I interrupt you?
Yeah, but he was also, not only did he have a clear vision, but I also think he wasn't being too precious. No. Do you know what I mean? Like he wasn't being like, this is it and this is the idea and we're not like, he was very open.
I was very much on that vibe as well, because when you've done videos and they're obsessing over these small things, I'm like, especially with that one, we're filming like each shot for say 15 seconds. You're only going to use like 3 seconds here, and then it's going to be fast paced, so it's like there's so much to edit around when you're doing it like that, and you've got to get so much done. You don't need to be too precious.
Do you remember when we
to Kodak?
Shout out to Kodak.
Kodak is the film.
Yeah.
Thank
do you remember when we did like a documentary about the band early days, and we went to one of our old works.
Oh yeah.
The Armalodge, and our old boss was in it as well, and he was sort of stood with us.
Oh, it's for Vivo.
And no joke, right? They did this shot.
Of the pint.
Of a pint just on the bar. Right, and they did it for about half an hour, set up, and then like did it a few takes. And stuff. They did it once, right? They were like, action, it went, cut. And our boss went, fucking hell. and we were like, what the fuck?
They changed the barrel by the end, didn't they?
Yeah, honestly, no, it was fucking ridiculous. Nice. Like,
that's insane.
But you go and shoot a bit like that, don't you? Everyone's a bit like...
Yeah. Is that the first like shoot you've done, Molly? Music video? Or have you done?
Do you know what? Actually, I did do a music video with my friend Callum when I was like, I want to say like 14, running around some like castle in Wales.
Wow. Can we still see this?
What's it called?
Yeah, oh,
I actually don't even know what it's called.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, of course.
I can't remember. No, I actually can't, but is this thing a Welsh girl called Caitlin Navania, who's awesome. She's really good. But
what were you playing? Ghosts?
No, we were playing Friends. We were just friends running around. Which we are, so it was
it
really
works.
Yeah. Believable.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, it was. I had a great time. Thought it was really good, and the crew were dead nice. Everyone was dead sound.
Thank you.
Yep. Aeneas Gallagher, first AD.
Yeah.
You kind of took on a few roles yesterday, didn't you?
Did.
You
were
intimacy coordinator.
Intimacy coordinator. I want to say that I was script supervisor, continuity, keeping that on track. I was also a friend.
Yeah.
General vibes.
I was a table for Molly to eat her pizza off of as well at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But like I just...
A long job list after the breakup. Cheers. Yeah. Cheap.
That's so good.
So cheap.
That's the shittiest thing I've ever done.
You were good yesterday, weren't you, Miles?
Hey?
You were good yesterday, weren't you?
I was stunt driver.
Yeah.
Stunt driver.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You supplied the Christmas jumpers.
Yeah.
Lewis is actually naming all the good shit.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, that was going nice. Keep going.
You want Lewis? You made sure I got fed.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I got a hugging payment.
I saw you picking up cat shit in the alleyway, then cleaning bird shit off your car.
Sorry, I've been nice.
Yeah. I'm just... chatting shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chatting shit, yeah.
All the shits.
Or just all the shit.
Just shit related stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You disappeared for loads of parts.
I went around and he sat in the back of in his garden on a bench like fucking Oliver Reed waiting to go into his next scene.
We sat in your car for a while.
I've got a
good
view in my garden. Be careful what you say, babe. sat in my car. Basically did fuck all till about 9 o'clock, then did fuck all. Now I'm here. Great day out.
You were making sure, like you said, people were fed.
Well, you made a real point. I'd
yeah, everyone
that.
Does. Everyone steps up,
don't they, and does their own thing on them scenarios. Yeah. A lot of behind the scenes. A lot of monkeying in. You were shooting a lot of behind the scenes.
Catering.
Chiming in a lot of poached eggs.
I did.
Everyone was very.
They went down a storm, didn't they?
We did.
I just created the rain.
Oh, well, some funny videos of that
the
rain.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the rain, yeah.
Mm. You were the rain creator, I was the rain man.
Yeah, you were the rain man. I was like, well, you doing it from the ladders, and I was like, book shite.
Get up there.
Get up there.
You said we needed a heavier flow of rain, didn't you?
Do you know what it was? It's more the...
Angle.
The angle, yeah. Mm.
The height, I think, creates that.
It worked well. But yeah, no, I had a really good time.
Yeah.
What were we going to get into that? You'd never heard us before, have you, Molly?
No.
Love that.
Do you? That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine if you got, you don't know who we are.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's fucking well weird.
You didn't look at the Brit nominees in 2017. What were you doing when Miles Kenlock was on the scene?
Yeah.
And Josh Drewhurst.
I had Drew Hertz the other day.
Drew Hertz, yeah, that's good.
At the hotel.
Yeah, that's good.
Drew Hertz. He does.
Yeah.
But yeah, how was your experience with working with us?
Mm. Like, really fun. I was a bit nervous, you know, because, yeah, because
it's daunting, isn't it? Coming into a situation where you don't know anyone.
I could have shown up to anything.
Yeah.
And also now hearing, like, the dog idea, like, there was a lot going on. Yeah. I was really walking into, like, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, don't judge me on the dog idea.
I also think, like, there's a, especially if you don't. Maybe if you don't even have friends who are musicians, there can be a big misconception or like idea about what like a band's going to be like.
Yeah.
But I said to you yesterday, didn't I? I've never seen, like when you guys did your little cameo, I've never seen a group of people who look more like a band.
Oh,
like you look like a band.
No, we'll take that.
Yeah. No, it is a
take
compliment.
That.
You look like a band.
You look like take that. Yeah.
Take this.
You look like the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just give
You've
the
got
energy.
Complimentary hair.
Mm, yeah. Maybe it's the hair.
Complimentary hair.
You got complimentary hair.
What do you mean by that?
I
like,
mean,
welcoming.
No one's
hair is the same.
I mean, no. I mean, yeah, well, exactly. I mean, like, nobody's hair is sort of an eyesore. Like, your hair all works together.
Yeah.
All complementing each other.
I get it.
Complementary hair.
Yeah, yeah.
If you squint when it comes to Miles.
No.
You are.
You need a blonde.
You look fresh after your sickness, bro.
I've just been...
Your hair's
you look
looking
fresh
sharp.
After your sickness.
Bit of a toxic statement. However, I will take it for what it is and not overthink that.
No, no. It's coming from an honest, genuine place.
You look fresh after your sickness.
No, the hair... You've had a new haircut. It looks good. I was just going to briefly touch upon the fact this is kind of new ground for you, isn't it, Lewis?
I was... pretty nervous on the train. I was texting you boys. I was like,
you were the impression you were just going to be like in the background.
I thought, I'll come up, be a little bit part of the background. And then I saw the cool shit come through. I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, every scene.
I'm like,
catching in the dark a bit there, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's a privilege to be here. I loved it and everyone made me feel great. But
I fucking hate you now.
What's your day to day then, Lou? Just, I know what it is, but just.
Yeah, no,
every day,
my day job's fashion. I work in fashion PR, work for you boys a little bit on some stuff. But yeah, so it's new ground. Out the comfort zone, but it was good.
You were an extra in 1917.
I don't know what to talk about, but my arse is on the billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Just my arse and legs, yeah. When I was
blown off
job.
Or still attached? Hmm? Were they blown off or they were still attached?
They were blown up and pixelated. I was mid-picking up a body.
Ooh.
Boss.
That was my summer job about 5-6 years ago.
I remember.
No, to be fair, you did very well for somebody who hasn't acted.
Yeah, I was nervous, like genuinely, yeah.
Did you find Molly a good co-star?
Molly was brilliant, yeah.
Fucking hell, Nish. She'll be coming down every week to be on the podcast.
Yeah, Molly. Graham Lord.
Thanks, guys. What a fun.
I think that's the end of the
redeemed,
podcast.
Redeemed yourself. No, it's Molly was great. Well, I don't know.
Thanks.
I was like, Molly, you lead on this one.
Yeah, everyone, you do that.
Yeah. You got the argument and argue back.
We had a good fuck off in there,
didn't we?
Which was great, that.
It felt really like cathartic.
I had to go outside for those scenes.
Do you know what?
It made me like...
PTSD. Yeah,
I walked in.
Lewis was like, you ain't looked at me all night.
That was true, mate. That was the scene.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, Nace was jumping up and down when they were arguing the scene. She was like, it's like some sort of mad ampy bit. Like, she was fucking loving the
job. I was playing tunes to suit the scene.
The
tunes really helped.
Yeah, We did.
I would set the scene too much. They'd be in there, and I'd be like, "You've just found messages on his phone. he's been flying with one of your friends at your Christmas party."
I was like, "Very, very
into this." Yes.
Where are you getting those examples from?
Yeah, research.
Yeah, research.
You haven't looked at me or not.
Do you know when you put the tunes on, the Christmas tunes, and obviously the room was decorated, and we were entering the house? I felt like getting rat ass. It gave me that feeling.
I want to get rat ass.
I know the feeling when you go to a party. I'm in the mood now.
I did feel like a party.
I have two more things to mention. Want to get them out there. As a sort of bracket over what I'm about to say, I loved everybody's improv when they had to, like, make up things to say. Yeah. One, my number one favourite was your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, star of the show.
He was amazing. His improv was the best. He came in and he was playing Molly's dad.
Yeah.
Meeting Lewis for the first time.
My mum and dad played your parents in the Christmas scenes.
And everyone came in, they were a bit nervous, but your dad, like, threw himself straight into it. And his improv line, also, "You're the fella I've heard a lot about?" Amazing.
He doesn't have a daughter. I don't know where he's going.
He does now.
He said he's in the Navy. He works for him.
The cigarette scene was good.
Yeah,
I like that.
You're like, "Dad, go outside, have a tab."
Yeah, because you wanted, like, the because you would have that, wouldn't you? Like at a house party, the really mundane stuff in there as well.
And
sparked
then,
up.
Charlie, you had a really good one when you came in and you did a full monologue, but I went, "You're not on camera."
Behind the wall.
You went into the room. Committing to it because you were getting the reactions of the other people.
Yeah. It added to the vibe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just shouting in the party scenes because everyone was a bit like...
We had the music on, didn't we?
Yeah, everyone was a bit subdued though. Everyone was a bit like... and I was just going, yeah! Trying to get everyone like...
up for it.
You were like that guy we had in Japan.
When you screamed, I think it was you were screaming at Emily, Miles' girlfriend, "You need a wee, don't you, Emily? Emily, I think you might need a wee."
Emily, go upstairs for a wee. Like, trying to get her upstairs, like, move. Yeah, no, it was good vibes.
Enjoyed it.
Everyone in it is basically...
Oh yeah, and all the extras were friends as well. We just called on all our mates around us and everyone popped down for a fake Halloween.
So obviously we haven't seen, as we're doing this podcast, we haven't seen it yet.
So it might be gone.
Explain. We shot it on film.
Yeah.
So obviously you can't. Like, my mum was at my moment. "Just rewind that. Let me have a look at what I did." I was like, "Mum, it's film. You can't do that. Like, you've got to send it off."
The camera's
and
from 1948.
Miles like, "What electricity does the camera run on?"
No, I didn't say that. I said, "Is it electric?"
Oh, I wondered it, but just didn't say
it's
it.
Mechanical, you know what
I mean? No, it's cranked.
No, I know. But I was thinking, is there like some battery in it or something?
That's what I said.
No, it's just all.
Interesting.
Springs ago, fucking hell.
It's a bowl.
What was it like, Josh, when they were made?
What is it?
It's a bowl.
There's not a battery in it.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's weird, isn't it?
You
it's
wind it up. Yeah.
Like, I don't get cameras.
Is there not a light meter in or anything like that?
No.
That's all done externally.
Right, interesting. Mm.
So,
this could be the
music
video.
When you think about it, they could have made it, like, they could have used it like 2,000 years ago before electricity, but they would have had to make it. And it still work.
Well, I'm going to just, I'm just going to maybe... Yeah. I think you need a lot of chemicals to make film.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't have been around.
No, yeah, but you know what I mean.
But the mechanic of it.
Stuff works before electric, that's all I'm getting at.
Yeah. Like,
it's cool, that, isn't it? The wheel.
There's a wise word.
The weed.
The weed.
Wise words is stuff works before electrics.
It
does.
I think shooting it on film added to the fact we moved fast with it though.
Yeah.
Because
you got no other choice.
When you can watch it back, you go, "Oh, just do that again and move your right arm to that position." Yeah. It becomes too... precious, whereas we were just like, "Well, fuck it, we can't see it."
I think there's a real magic.
It'll do.
I think there's a real magic that gets lost when you keep redoing stuff to get like the perfect shot.
Same applies when you're making music.
I went to a talk the other day. Sorry to be boring, but I went to a talk the other day. A photographer who shot a book about lost people of Siberia or something like that, and he shot it all on film. And he was saying that he had the best time ever because usually, if you were going to like shoot a photo book, like especially one that's like on location, you'd come back to your hotel room at night and be like, subconsciously be like, "Oh, I took loads of portraits yesterday, so I should probably take more landscapes," which like naturally takes you out of it because then you're thinking you're overcompensating,
you're pre-planning.
You're thinking more about the book than the actual trip.
Well, yeah, but then because he was shot it all on film and he couldn't check anything, you're just kind of like
going on instinct of what looks right and what you need to do. So kind of the same thing. It's like you're not being able to go back and being like, oh, maybe we've got too much of Molly on the stairs, so let's do something. It was just like, what kind
we
of
we just printed
right
off all the scenes we needed to get, and we were just highlighting them when they're done.
To be fair, quite old, the highlight,
old
I think.
School.
I was going, it was quite a lot of planning pre from our end in a year. Do you know what I mean? We sat here.
Oh yeah, you had like such a good idea of what it was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We
there was one. I think there was three sort of.
We went in meticulously to like the seconds of the song. So from like 1 minute to 1 minute 10 seconds, this is what that happens there. We did it like to that level. So
and then
it's going to make it quite good when you're editing. Then.
Yeah, as well.
That's what we did. So we did that, and then from that list of like we did like song sort of.
This is why we'll have to edit it though, because we didn't use a clapperboard. So all the scenes are just like mishmash.
Higgledy-piggledy.
So I'm going to have to watch it and be like, okay, they're in that.
I
have to go in, chop it up.
Yeah.
Categorise. I've already thought about how I'm going to do it.
That's the
categorise it into what it is.
When does it need to be out? Next week?
when does it need to be out though? Like, yeah, breaking like, down, just honeymoon.
Like, yeah, and then, because we shot daytime, then evening, but we didn't do it in chronological order. We like cross cut between like multiple.
Did you get
things.
More than what you expected as well? Or did you get like the right amount? Again,
45 minutes?
I think we got 35 minutes. We did 11 rolls of film, which is about right. That's what we kind of thought.
How many feet is that?
Is it 100 feet per roll?
So 1,100.
I think so, yeah.
I wonder how tall that would be.
We could Google it.
Yeah. Carry on, I'll have a look.
Josh, anyone
got anything else to add about the day? About life?
Were you happy with how it went?
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah. I've already said, but you and your element, weren't you?
Yeah, loved I enjoyed it.
It's a bit of you, that, isn't
it? What you wanted to do before the old, this.
Oh, you know the songwriting thing.
Yeah, before that. Good at it.
Thanks, mate.
Filming
you
and
still
shit.
You have to do both.
Yeah, no. I would like to do more.
I mean, I guess you are.
Yeah.
You are doing both, because like you didn't do it yesterday.
That's what that was.
It's a bit of a mad, it's a bit of a mad thing, though, isn't it, recently? As in, like, music videos, if they're on, like, the decline, if you like.
Yeah, they are.
Somewhat.
Some, it is and it isn't, though, I think, because, like, for some artists, it's really strong
Jungle.
Still, isn't it? Yeah, for like Josh from Jungle. It's still like a thing, isn't it? Like there.
Well, I think you have to go one way.
He makes all their videos as well.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. I think you go in where you have to have an idea and you get it, and then you put huge amounts of budget into it. Do you know what I mean? And then like that obviously...
It depends. If you're like Drake or something like that, it's going to get views and all that stuff.
It's
like,
a drop in the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah. But on the whole, in the industry, music videos aren't as like... Because you've got like TikTok and stuff, and everything's just like short form online.
Well,
like,
people don't watch tellies. They were making telly.
MTV's not on
like,
anymore.
Traditionally, that's what it's for. And
there needs to be like a YouTube channel for music videos again.
Well, there was. It was Vivo.
I'm saying one for like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if it's bands or whatever, but something that's a bit more like exclusive or something.
To be fair, the MTV and that is still going, isn't it? Like, they've still got the channels.
No one watches MTV anyway.
No one puts it on. Just easier for YouTube.
Well, even like in terms of...
Do you remember the box?
The box was good.
What was that?
Was that Channel 4? Was that its own channel?
No, the box was a
channel.
It's a channel. It was like on Sky, but I had a dodgy box.
What was the one where you could send in a picture of yourself?
Blue Peter.
No, it was like it had one, and then it had like you could send like messages, and then
and
like,
it says Molly is listening to this.
Yeah, and then like a photo of yourself.
Oh,
like
we used to watch that Danny Banfield's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had tunes on it. Is that what that was?
So I'd like videos up, and then it's like underneath was like a message.
Yeah,
thing.
And they would
it was like a bit of advertising.
Yeah,
it.
And they would like send a picture of themselves and like put a number on it.
Yeah.
Like call me.
Watching.
Oh,
yeah.
Loving the new Take That video.
Yeah. Whoa, it just triggered like an old memory.
Tom in Stockport's loving the new Take That video, then he's just like listening to it in my car on the way to work. No, he's watching TV, mate.
Mm. No one worked from home then as well.
No,
that was like the Crazy Frog era on it as well.
End ups, mate.
That do you know what I kind of categorise in my head? That's the ringtone era in my mind.
Yeah, Jamster.
You know what I mean? everyone had a little ringtone.
Did you ever get anything from Jamster?
No, fuck.
I was gonna say
it's like £4 for a ringtone when you're like it's 10. £4's a lot, isn't it?
It's the sort of thing that I wouldn't put past you getting. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You nearly spent £200 in a game the other day when it was out the week later for free.
Those MIDI files, aren't they, ringtones?
I don't know, mate.
Did anyone leave like a voicemail thing?
Yeah.
Or like a...
Like, you know, like...
pretend, like, hello, like that kind of shit.
Yeah, or just like...
like a prank.
Sorry, I can't get to the phone right now.
Yeah, Charlie's used to be. Sorry, can't come to the phone right at present.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Have you still got
that? What?
I used to... Do you remember the... hello? That one I used
to
have.
That one was good.
Classic.
Yeah.
And then I remember a really sinister one my Uncle John used to have.
I just
recorded. he recorded him and his mates in the back of a van as if they'd crashed.
Fucking hell.
It was so dark. Like, flashing dark. Like, they were shaking the van. Whoa, fucking hell. And my granddad rang our John once, and he went straight to voicemail, and he shit himself.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's quite a good, like, don't answer your phone on behind the wheel, though, innit? Like,
you think it's caution.
Yeah. Doing that, like, subliminally, yeah.
God, yeah. My, Miles always used to say, you know, if we were in, like, the van or in the tour so bus, and we're, like, having a nice time, like, laughing, he always goes, think advert. Do you remember the adverts? Yeah. Like, yeah. Time, like,
those think adverts were really intense.
Do you know
fucking
what?
Scary.
Okay, I yeah, really have, scary. I'm not scared of, like, crashing or anything like that, but I always get a little thing in my head on the tour bus that just as I'm closing my eyes before I sleep, like, you'd have...
Ooh, I'm sweet. Popular. I'm sorry.
Just as you're, like, closing your eyes, you think, like...
Sorry, Nate.
Sorry, don't worry. I was just about to tell you about my trauma. So we'll get right, let's move on.
No, go on, Liz. Sorry.
No, was... it's really sinister. It's just like every time I go to sleep on the tour.
You're not like you're on the bunk, are you?
You're just on the M6, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're just
weird.
Like, and also, you're no eyes on the driver. Do you know what I mean?
Even like what? No offense, like a lot of the drivers are sound. Well, a few of the drivers we know are sound. But like, is there like.
What are the qualifications?
Yeah, health at the end. You know what I mean?
Yes,
they're always like.
I agree.
They're always like in the 60s, like tabbing constantly.
You don't
10 coffees.
You don't
like,
eat well, do they?
Like,
they're flying at like 60 miles an hour.
They're literally nocturnal.
Yeah.
Blossom's force new bus driver regulations 2024.
That's your thing. That's your hill you're going to die on.
Josh,
I've been in that situation though when you're on a bunk and you're thinking about fucking hell.
Your heart stops, didn't it?
That was on a bus.
Fucking didn't.
Felt like it.
I can tell you not, it didn't.
Do you remember when we were staying at Heathrow that time? We were staying at the Holiday Inn at Heathrow. Joe in his own room. He was doing a bit of press or something. Right. Me and you were sharing a bed.
Rockstar.
Randomly.
Me and you shared a
bed. But you know when you dream lucidly?
Yeah.
And there's like a...
Where's this fucking going here?
It's like a disaster. you dream of a disaster. And I shot out of bed and looked out the curtains and went, Tom, there's been a bomb. Do you remember?
Vaguely.
Is it really early days, this?
2017, 2018.
It was the round
cool,
holiday.
It was the cool like youth thing.
Me and you that shared a room.
You sure?
Yeah, because Tom was... the holiday was the round, the circular one.
I thought it was me and Tom. Because you like your own space, don't you?
So it was Joe, there's been a bomb?
Could have been Joe, yeah. I'm sure it was Tom,
I remember that, but I don't know if I just remember you telling me or not.
We shared a bed at Danny's house.
No, but sorry, just to carry on that story. I went, Tom, there's been a bomb. You just went, really? I just remember it. Sorry, go on.
Half asleep.
We shared a bed at Danny's house.
No, that's it. That's where the story ends. Full stop.
Sweet.
Wow. You know when you're in an hotel?
Yeah.
And when the alarm starts going off, you never rush out. Do you? It's always like 5 a.m. I'm like, oh, it's not going to be real.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I can't be arsed getting up. Yeah. Like, if it was legit,
you're fucked.
I'd just be moving like
Miles,
2 miles an
Miles
hour.
Is the opposite. Do you remember when
what are you going to say?
do you remember when the alarm went off and Miles ran off because he was
train
scared?
Station.
No,
this is quite.
Well, it's a funny story, like, though. It's a funny story.
And we just stayed on the train, and Miles missed the train because he was.
You were on the train. You were already on the train.
It was you and Josh.
You were already on the train.
I was on
Piccadilly.
Yeah.
No, and I thought something was going on. It's quite sinister, and I was scared. Right,
yeah, you're allowed to be scared. Didn't you say an announcement like get off the scout, exit the.
No, it was like, I can't remember, but all I remember is thinking, oh, I'm going to fucking joss it, you know what I mean? And then just fucking
something
walked out.
Right. See it, say it, sorted.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, let me speak.
I walked out and got like a stress nosebleed.
And then
3 days. I put it on. Wait, I sent it to you, you put it online. I was like, yeah, whatever, sells. And then just fucking 3 days later, I came back to the same train station, went to get a Starbucks, and some girl was like, excuse me, mate. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, are you the guy with the nosebleed? I was like, I am the guy with the nosebleed.
So you, man.
So that's
you
what
Joe
happened.
Donovan's friend.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I commend you for having your own back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been
getting yourself.
No, you are right. It's stupid to.
Who am I? I'm just in here. Just when there's an alarm going off, just not asked.
No, that's like, it's stupid. That's what I'm saying. But it's lazy. On my behalf, it's always lazy. I'm in the bed. I'm like, I can't be asked getting up. Kind of vibe.
It was more how tragic yours was that you got a nosebleed and there was nothing going on. And Josh, if Josh wasn't on the same train and Josh just says like, I'm staying on the train, it would have been as less tragic.
I'm with you, like, you know, just going back to like tour buses and stuff. If you're about to get on a ferry, you have to get off the bus, don't you? I just can't be arsed.
We used to stay on, didn't
you? I'd rather just stay in darkness for 2 or 3 hours.
But it's trapped down there, though.
That's
mental. Yeah, that's worse. Now we don't do that. But early days when we're traveling a lot, we just used to stay on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. I wouldn't do it now, though.
Why aren't you allowed to do that?
Because they lock the car bit, don't they? You know, like airlock underneath.
Because if it fills with water, it'll sink. So if you're in there, you're fucked.
Oh, you're gone.
Yeah, you're gone.
So they airlock it. So no water. I know. So the other reason they airlock it is if there's a fire, they can starve the air. So the fire doesn't spread to the rest of the boat.
He tried to brew up.
I was on a ferry once and somebody left their handbrake up and it like smashed a fuck ton of cars.
That's another reason as why. Yeah.
I was going to say, these loads
are just dangerous.
Well, like, even just handbrakes can fail and shit. Do you know what I mean? It's stuff like that. Like any, like the bus. Yeah, you two care because it's going to be hard to edit for them.
Sorry.
It's like if fucking handbrakes break and shit and you're just fucking like, it's just fucking dark in it. Mm.
The world is a dangerous place.
Yeah.
Try and stay safe.
Trust the
people are like, listening.
And watch.
People are going to be like, oh, I fucking was having a nice day and listening to their podcast.
Let's do a few more positive things.
Just
funny.
Like the music video thing, because this is why we're here talking. From experience, I would say it's always better when we do it ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, that's true.
Honey Sweet was us. And Slater, to be fair, when we've worked with James Slater, who kind of helped us out production-wise on this, but... Like Charlemagne, the budget for that was like 60 grand.
Yeah, you I did another great Graham Norton yesterday with Charlie. I pulled him aside in the kitchen. And I said, if you could tell me your worst experience.
It was more parky that. God rest his soul. Go on. Sorry.
Worst experience what?
I said, what was your worst experience making music video? Not for the outcome, but for the day. And he said, Charlemagne.
I think Blown Rose was worse, personally.
Oh, in the big Stanley Hall.
It was all right for us, Blown Rose.
That was
pure, like...
the label.
That was major label stuff, though, because it was just all about you.
Yeah, they set fire to this table that I was on.
He was sound, the guy who set fire to it,
Yeah, there was a fire safety guy.
I had a good chat with him.
He set fire to a table you were on.
We were, like, sat, me and this actress was, like, sat opposite ends of the table. And he lit the table and the fire got close. And by the end, it was like this close to my head. And I was like, I'm going to have to get up because it feels like it's going to just fucking burn my face.
That was me with sparklers yesterday.
It was freezing. I think it was like January or something.
Sparklers.
Yeah, that was me with sparklers. Yeah. Safety hazard.
For the flip side of that, just to end it on a positive note, obviously, as I'm a... up and coming presenter, clearly. So if that was going to be your worst...
You should have a podcast, you know.
It's been mentioned.
What about
you get sponsored straight away as well?
Fucking well annoying, wouldn't it? Yeah. You could do it in your dad's studio. Sorry, carry on.
I actually could. That is actually true. That's
really Joe's like managing it now.
Yeah, I'll manage it.
You're a producer.
I'll produce 100%.
Right, sorry. Go
anyway,
on.
Anyway.
Producer Joe.
If that is going to be your worst experience, and you can't say that yesterday was your favorite, what has been another really good one?
The Keeper in New York.
Oh,
because
geez,
we went.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we went to New York and we were making it again with Ewan and these other lads we messaged online, blah blah blah, long story short, they came and helped us because they could shoot on Super 8 and we kind of liked the way their stuff looked, blah blah blah, that because we went for like 4 days, just us five and Ewan, and we just travelled around New York.
Let's be honest, the idea was we want a holiday to New York. We'll just shoot a video there. We did that, it was guerrilla as well, all of it on it.
Yes, it was just us just going round, and that was just like, again, just a laugh, basically. So that was probably. It's also. Would everyone agree, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the reason why in Japan was amazing.
That was really good.
Mm. That was so good.
Do you know what it seems to be? That the. Apart from yesterday, which wasn't really about you guys.
Yeah.
Because there was other two people in it. It seems to be that the best experiences you have are when you're genuinely just enjoying yourself and having a cool time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Well, I think
it's waiting around.
Because we are mates, do you know what I mean?
That you don't like.
As a band, we're like five mates, so it's like whenever we get somewhere, it's us five doing something. Whether it, even like yesterday, whether we're not the focus, but we're doing something together. Do you know what I mean? It's fun. Or like say New York was fun. I think when they get something like Blown Rose and Charlemagne, them two examples, that was like proper major label stuff where it's like, it's all about Tom. And do you know what I mean? Like lead singer. And it was almost like Tom, like Tom's how I hated them. But then when I think back to them.
Shy.
Yeah, I liked them because it was just us four in a fucking room somewhere having a laugh and Tom being like, right, film this, film. And then do you know what I mean?
Doing like loads and loads of takes of just like singing the tune. Like, do you know what I mean? There's no soul in it.
It was just shy.
And we are a band. Yeah. Like you said, where everyone kind of brings something.
Quick fire round. You could do this at the beginning. Everybody go around and say your favourite music video of all time.
This is fun. I like this.
I mean, in general.
Is everyone just going to say fucking Thriller though?
No.
I don't think were you going to say Thriller?
No.
Were you?
I don't know what I'm going to say, actually.
I need a moment.
This is a really big question.
What's yours? Just give us a couple of minutes.
I really liked your Stranger Things one that you did.
Honey Sweet?
Yeah,
Honey
you started it all yourself.
Yeah.
Honey Sweet was good. Yeah, Honey Sweet was good. It's hard. Can I have two?
Sure.
I feel like I got to look at my phone.
Sure.
I used to smash the Gorillaz ones when I was a kid. So probably one of that. But there's one where it goes, does a loop-de-loop. In a car, whatever that one is.
That's the beach buggy. It's fucking. I used to have the poster in my room, Miles.
Yeah. Whatever that one is, I'll go with that just because it's nostalgic.
Stylo, is it? That's Bruce Willis.
That's a great video.
That's a really.
Is it Bruce Willis?
It's the same car.
Who else is in that?
Massive video, that.
Bobby Womack.
Yeah, because he sings the BB.
You haven't seen it.
What's yours, Miles?
It's dark, but it's Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin.
It's just
a load of like masks of his head and loads of mad shit going on.
Stuff on fire, state.
Yeah, there's stuff on fire, breaking
that's
glass.
Why you like it.
Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer's a good video.
Yeah, that was the first stop motion music video. Fucking on it.
It's going to have to be an honorary mention to Thriller because it's just fucking boss.
What's the Fat Boy Slim one with what's his face?
Christopher Wolf.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's a great video. Do you know what I mean?
You like that?
Yeah,
have we gone round yet? Should I? The wrong.
But do you know what? Bittersweet Symphony. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Great video. Yellow.
I don't know. Joe's just saying loads.
Sorry.
Can we like go round and everybody?
Yeah, okay, mine is Michael Jackson, Liberian Girl.
Tom. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Yeah. Somewhere else. I don't know.
Got an ace?
I've got a few in my head, but one that sticks with me is Dakota Stereophonics. Because that's my first tune that my dad sort of introduced me to, and it just sticks in my head. Yeah, the Kelly Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles.
Say, Come to Daddy, Aphex Twin.
Josh.
I found it. It's the 19-2000 by Gorillaz video.
Nice. Awesome. Charlie.
I like the Age of the Understatement by La Shadow Puppets.
Yeah,
the aesthetic is bang on.
So fucking indie.
You haven't finished.
I think you'll all collectively agree with this one. Rock DJ Robbie Williams.
Stay up past 8 o'clock.
Nine, when he took his skin off. Sorry, Molly. Go on.
No, you're okay. I'm not going to be intimidated by all indie people.
Please don't.
So for me, it's just Beyonce Lemonade album. Like anything.
Unreal.
Anything Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's true to me.
Beyonce's a bit she's like annoyingly good, isn't she? It's like everything she touches just is unreal. So talented.
I'm kind of similar to you. I've got two, if I'm going to be honest. A little bit similar to Charlie as well. I think one of my favourites, because I think it's a great music video, is Two Tribes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
But a sort of firm favourite of mine is Toxic Britney Spears.
That's
Miles' favourite tune.
Oh, 04, what a great year.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
That's such a good music video. My mum had a video of all the Britney Spears music videos when I was growing up, and she would just play it on repeat.
That's ace.
I was in the proper, like, you know those like inappropriate dance, like, I was like 5 years old in front of the TV. It's like, it's a bit worse than that, I mean, but really good.
What were you going to say? What are yours? What's yours?
Sledgehammer's one that came to my head, so I'm going to go with that. I remember
seeing
it.
Once in a Lifetime is a good video.
When I was, it is. Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel. Nice. It was the first like stop motion kind of popular.
Take on Me.
That just came up on there.
Take on Me,
the animation.
Yeah, you know, he gets taken in, doesn't he, to the thing. That's really
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah, it's really good. But that's a great music video. Do you know what?
Is that sweet?
No, it's a bit of tape. It's a shame that
music
videos are going because there's so many good classic music videos. It'd be a shame to see him go. But
sorry, I've got a Welsh phrase I'd like you to translate,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
My cousins used to live in Anglesey, and they used to say it to me all the time. Rue Isle of Traith.
Well, that means sex on the beach.
There you go.
So I can answer that one quite
quickly. Can you speak Welsh, yeah?
Well, I went to a Welsh primary school, so I spoke like fluent Welsh up until I was about 12, when then I realised I couldn't spell any English words. Oh. And was like,
I fucking can't anyway, so,
so I had to like focus on that for a while. But then
so when you say
it.
A Welsh primary school, just Welsh?
Just Welsh, like you get in
no
trouble
way.
For speaking English.
Jesus.
Class.
I know. Wow. No, and they were quite brutal with it, actually.
Yeah, that's intense, that.
Yeah, they'd proper shout at you. Like,
most
guilt you.
And well, so like, Callum's fluent Welsh as well.
Yeah.
It's Welsh. Good that, though, isn't it? You need to keep languages like around.
But
it's
weird
class.
Because it's in Wales, like, I mean, it's become kind of like a posh thing.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
a posh
it's
Welsh
it's like
thing
a class issue.
To be able to, like, no speak way. Welsh. It's like kind of a. Like a privileged thing.
It's because your
we'll save this for mine and
Ace's
podcast.
Yeah, are like you know here you do an exam and you go to a, like a bit yeah. of a better school, like a grammar school or whatever it's
yeah.
called. They're the Welsh speaking ones in Wales, aren't they? The yeah. better schools are the Welsh wow. speaking ones.
But mine really wasn't like really yeah. really wasn't. So
it's
they taught us
for
like
primary schools.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. I was going to say it's higher education.
And they
yeah.
and they like they taught us Welsh like by speaking it. So like. It wasn't like technical Welsh.
Okay, yeah,
so now I speak to people in the Welsh that I can like retain and they're like, what? What, babe? Yeah. It's like so slang.
Wenglish.
Yeah, like Wenglish, yeah. Massive
Wenglish.
Wenglish.
Why
is it Wenglish?
All I know is poppity ping.
Poppity ping.
Microwave.
Yeah, microwave. Pili pala.
Araf.
What's that?
Pili pala's butterfly.
Pili pala.
Isn't that pretty?
Dwi'n yeah, caru tea.
Dwi'n caru tea. That means I love you.
I love you.
Aww. Is it a panad tea?
Yeah, paned, paned o de.
Paned.
Panhead. Yeah.
Do you know what
paned
Kenan is?
What's that?
Paned.
Kenan.
Yeah.
Go on.
Leeks.
Yeah.
Leeks.
Yo, after this, Chaz will be fucking learning Welsh every day.
Yeah, Duolingo.
Duolingo. How's the Italian going? Somewhere, yeah?
Molto bene.
Yeah, I'll get on this.
Very good.
Text you this morning.
Chaz. Chaz, say bellissima.
Look at the icon here.
Didn't know. Not good.
Tommy Harrison always has to get a shout done yeah, in the yeah. podcast. Scope the little icon.
We were discussing
and
AS, we were discussing this last time we in London on a 36-day streak.
That's impressive.
That's decent, that.
What do you do to what do you have to do?
I have to do it for 36
I'm
days.
I'm only on 8.
No, what do you have to do
for the day?
To get
the day.
I do half an hour 8. Every morning.
And it gradually gets harder. Like,
just speak into it.
Yeah, you speak into it, you write it. So it's like for 2 minutes you're like write, finish the sentence. Then for like another 2 minutes, you'll like hear the sentence and have to write what it is. Then another one, you'll write, you have to read it and
that's
then good. Say what it is. Do you
that's
know
your
mean?
Next sponsor now. You'll
good
be doing
like,
the next
you know,
episode
if you're on
in
a train
Welsh.
Or something. Or
yeah.
Like.
Premium sponsorship for Duolingo.
Language.
Duolingo. Is that right?
Yeah. Language.
Yeah.
Language.
Bobby Language yeah. is weird.
What was tea again?
Pan of the day.
Yes, please, mate. 2 sugars.
Sorry, I forgot you were alien.
That was mean.
Right, fuck off.
Right, love
that's
you.
A good way to end it.
Right.
Wait,
bye.
Fuck yeah, I said you want to plug anything. It's always nice to say it about yourself, what you're up to at the moment,
yeah.
anyone you want to.
Yeah, do you like Molly? Yeah,
what
you're
no,
trying
I'm
to be
not
nice,
up to
aren't
anything.
No.
So,
Luke?
So if you liked the video.
No, you Molly, you've just been in a fucking Molly video.
Yeah. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Check her out. Hire her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd
yeah.
highly recommend.
Lewis will accept acting jobs, I don't think, will you, mate?
No, no. No, fashion
never again.
Fine. I'll stick to fashion.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I don't want to fucking
no,
do it again.
I loved it, and it's a privilege to be part of it, so thanks, boys, for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
So
cheers,
fun.
Man.
Thank you.
No, I think you've helped us out more than we fucking helped you out, to be honest, so thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you for just letting me hang out.
No, that's always yours.
You brought the energy.
You're always welcome.
And the things we mentioned before. There was a job. There was a lot of job roles, wasn't there?
You're always welcome, aren't you, mate?
Special thanks.
And then we'll start our podcast soon.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, watch this face.
Right, fuck off now, come on.
Bye.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.